Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new week. Preseason is going to be getting underway tomorrow with the first games for the Mighty Reds. Two mini games, 30 minutes apiece. We're going to be doing a live watch along for that. So do make sure you tune in. But today I'm here to discuss the transfer latest, Liverpool transfer latest. No signings in just yet. And just when you thought things were settling down and, you know, the Euros is over, we can start to get excited again. Basically a combination of Northwest journals have set our day on fire with the news. We'll start with Dominic King of the Daily Mail here on Jordan Henderson. The situation with Jordan Henderson and Liverpool is complicated, but there is a very real prospect he could leave this summer. Atletico and Paris Saint-Germain are watching the situation and waiting. Let's dive into the article then from Don King. It says Henderson has an uncertain future at Liverpool, which you would see if there wasn't some horrendous eBay adverts all over this page. Uncertain future at Liverpool as contract talks with long-serving captain Stoll, PSG and Atletico among top European clubs, waiting to pounce for the club captain. Henderson entered talks over a new deal, but no agreement has been reached. Sports Mail understands the situation is complicated with his contract up in 2023. PSG and Atletico said to both be keen. And there's a lot of talk about what's been happening there. And again, the Sports Mail understands discussions that happened at the end of the season were not fruitful. And now there's an impasse. As things stand, there's no indication when or if talks will continue. Now, we've seen a few bits and pieces on this. The Athletic have been covering this. And they've talked about what Liverpool's are doing this summer. Alisson, Fabinho, Van Dijk, Salah, Mane are all expected to have new deals agreed this summer or be offered new deals. Trent Alexander and Andrew Robertson have a year longer, but their ongoing importance is set to be recognised as well. And it says here, however long serving Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson, the future is far from certain. The Athletic understands that while talks over an extension have taken place during this off-season period, no real progress has been made. Negotiations haven't broken down and sources stress that dialogue is ongoing. But it's both a complicated and sensitive situation. The reality is that Liverpool's owner, Fenway Sports Group, currently have bigger priorities to address in the squad. Wow. Which is interesting because I've seen a lot of people talking about Liverpool's ownership as ever. Look, literally, as I've seen it, we see it every summer. Let me know your thoughts on this. I'm going to come to some of you guys' comments in a minute on it. I've got a couple more bits and pieces on this to talk about first. But let me know your thoughts initially on it. And if that's the case, if that is to be taken at face value, that there are other issues that are more that take a greater priority in Liverpool's squad, what are they? And if Liverpool saw them ticked, would you see this box go unticked? Or would you see a world where Jordan Henderson leaves Liverpool as a fair trade-off for the other things being ticked? Or do we need to have absolutely everything sorted? Let me know in the comments. Neil Jones, who will we have we'll have in on Thursday for the Transfer Insight show, I believe. I hope he's booked. If not, we best get this sorted. He has been writing a somewhat strange situation developing regarding Jordan Henderson at Liverpool. General feeling is that he will stay, but there's a reason these stories have emerged. Now, this is fascinating stuff from our good friend Neil Jones, which I've highlighted here. He says, the idea of a summer sale has been played down by sources within Liverpool, but the fact that this story has even come to light is telling. Henderson is not somebody who caught headlines, especially ones such as this, and it is understood that he and his camp have no problem with anything that has been written. Okay. And follow on here, nor it should be stressed, do Liverpool. The story is out there because it is true. The story of Jordan Henderson's contract negotiations and the fact that he could well be open to a move is considered to be true, which is mad. I genuinely did not expect to be here on a Monday talking about the future of Jordan Henderson. You know, we had the stuff came out over the weekend that he was being offered the new contract, and that seemed absolutely perfect. There was talk about him ending his career at Liverpool, and it makes you wonder whether there's a little bit of cat and mouse going on here. And bear in mind, like, this is me reading between the lines on stuff, is you feed out this notion that you want Jordan Henderson to stay for the rest of his career, and then if he then turns down that offer, then he's the bad guy for turning down the offer. And you see a lot of this in football negotiations. You see a lot of clubs trying, clubs positioning because they understand the importance of players to the to the to the fan bases. Now the other thing is coming out, Jordan Henderson could actually even leave as early as this summer. Feels like Jordan's camp hitting back and going, oh, well, we're not falling for that. We're not going to be dragged into them. We're not going to loosen our bargain position. Our bargaining position's pretty high, let's be honest, because we've now got the club captain who's adored by the fan base. He's won everything. He showed his value in his both in his absence and on the pitch for Liverpool and for England during the summer as well. So in terms of Jordan, you know, look, he's 31. And his bargaining position is going to get progressively worse as he gets older. Of course it is, because he's going to be heading out of his peak years. But this is a stronger position he's ever likely to be in when it comes to these kind of things. I think it's also telling the timing of Jordan Henderson just gone on holiday. He's not at the coal face of this. And I wonder whether this is just, yeah, are people behind the scenes trying to get this done whilst he's not in the limelight, while he's not there to have to answer the questions on it directly. Very interesting situation on this. For me on this, I find it mad. I do. I just find it a bit crazy that I understood the Gini Wijnaldum situation. I could make my peace with the Gini Wijnaldum situation because I get it. I do. Eventually, you've got to start to rebuild the squad. You can't have loads of players in the 30s in your team because eventually, particularly when you've got a clutch of them, because there's a chance they all hit the wall at once, and then you're looking, you've got a major fade on your entire squad. I mean, look at Liverpool's best midfield. You know, I mean, we got to see this for a grand total about 7 minutes last season. But Fabinho, 28. Thiago, 30. Henderson, 31. I think that's right. Thiago, is he still 30? If not, he'll be 31 soon. That's right. You then put Gini Wijnaldum in there, who's another player who's in his early 30s. James Milner is still in the brackets, who's heading well past his mid-30s at this point. They need to do something to refresh it, but I can't see a summer where you allow Wijnaldum to go on a free, and even if you got a good bid for Henderson to let the captain leave, that is starting to borderline on negligence. Now, there will come a point where everyone moves on. You convince them to stay for life, or they do move on. And you look at the James Milner situation, and I wonder whether Jordan Henderson is looking at that. And Steven Gerrard had a very similar thing as well. Jamie Carragher did a very similar thing where they looked at their future and went, oh God, you know, am I a season? Am I 2 seasons away from being a bit part player in this squad all of a sudden? Do I want that? Do I want to fade out of the team, or do I want to go and take all the silverware and all the success and all the kudos that I've built up and, you know what, and go out on a high? I think a lot of us would respect that. If Jordan was to do that, I would be gutted to see that, to be perfectly honest. I think we've all seen Liverpool's midfield functions, and team and everything around Liverpool functions better with Jordan Henderson involved in it. But it is, it's a very, very strange summer, and something that I don't think any of us was really looking that we need to do and address at the moment. Liverpool need to get another body into midfield. The idea of letting another one go seems a bit mad at the moment, and particularly one that's homegrown, which is even crazier. Liverpool have got, I've got bodies in the squad. We've got a pack, so we've got too many players at Liverpool at the moment. You need to move on non-homegrown players. You don't need to move on any more homegrown players from this squad because Liverpool are operating beyond their means in terms of this. We have too many non-homegrown players to actually put in a Premier League squad from next season. You don't fix that by letting go another senior English player, because that's only going to make your situation even harder. And then you're left with registering kids who aren't necessarily good enough just to fill the slots, who you don't need to register because they're under 21. It's a minefield. What we should be looking at is how you clear the deadwood, and Jordan Henderson is very, very much not deadwood in this side. Right, I'll get to some of your comments right now. So if you've got any thoughts, get them in. In fact, I'll get to comments in a moment. We have a very, very, very short advert break before I do, so do stay tuned for that. What's the advert, Tom? Competition. Yeah, we've got a great competition. Here's me explaining that right now. Yeah, welcome back. Yeah, we're talking Jordan Henderson's contract situation. Get your thoughts in the comments, and I'll read through a few in a sec. But yeah, Mads, you know, we've got Dominic King of the Daily Mail, we've got Neil Jones, we've got The Athletic all saying that, yeah, you know, Jordan Henderson's contract negotiations are Liverpool stalled. Now, the reality of this, just to kind of get people up to speed, Jordan Henderson has 2 years left on his contract. So he has the season coming and then the season after that, which will take him to 33 years old. Now, you know, could you see a world where he runs that down? I don't know, you know, but I was very happy with the world when we were talking. There was the rumours over the weekend, he's going to get a contract to end his career at Liverpool. And given that all the things he does and how he is the Liverpool captain and the awards that he's got and all the brilliant things, and look at the stuff he's done for, like, you know, the Rainbow Laces campaign, and look at the stuff that he's done in terms of helping the NHS and all the off the field things that he does that make him more than just a captain on the pitch. I would just be keeping Jordan Henderson around until he decides to leave. Now the problem is, of course, is that he might decide to leave beforehand, which is, again, seems a bit mad. But then again, mad things happen all the time in football. It's interesting comments though. We got Jeremiah B here in the comments saying, I'd get rid of Naby and Ox before I touch Hendo. That's my point on this. Look at the players around Liverpool's squad. You know, you've got, I'm working sort of from front to back, you've got Divock and Shaqiri, you've maybe got Minamino, you've got Naby Keita, you've got Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. I wouldn't be getting rid of, seeing a point in getting rid of James Milner, but James Milner might be on that list of players who are around the fringes of Liverpool's squad. You know, then you've got some of the other players, you've got your Harry Wilsons of this world, your Teo Awoniyi's, and maybe Nico Williams as well, all of whom, if you could move on all of them, and it wouldn't necessarily have a detrimental impact to your week-to-week play. And you'd have enough money there. Not only would you have enough money, but you'd actually have the space in your squad to go and buy a couple of non-homegrown players as well, potentially, and have a much better all-round fit. I agree, you know, it's mad. I mean, again, the interesting situation, you know, just to go back to what we were talking about on the Athletic's article on this, they talk about, they say this again, negotiations haven't broken down and sources stress that dialogue is ongoing, but it's a complicated and sensitive situation. So the idea, I think it was also Neil Jones, if I'm right in saying, was saying that the idea of a summer sale has been played down by sources within Liverpool. So that may, I think, you know, there's definitely a degree of clickbait. I've seen a few people saying this in the comments. There's obviously a lot of that going on. And look, Dom King is actually a very reputable journalist, a good fella as well. So although he does write for the Mail, it is the Sports Mail, and not, like, you know, he's not writing for the political side of that newspaper, shall we say. And also, yeah, he wouldn't write something if it wasn't properly sourced. But the bits and pieces of, like, there'll be clubs waiting in the wings, like, I've no doubt, you know, if you're an agent, Jordan Henderson, you'd have a word with PSG and you'd have a word with Atletico and go, if Jordan Henderson became available, would you be interested? And they'd probably go, yeah, absolutely, 100%. Doesn't mean that that's going to happen, because there's a lot of things that have to happen. There has to be a bid that comes in that Liverpool would deem acceptable, etc., etc. So I agree with the point. I think the idea that he would leave this summer is probably unlikely, but I think given that the Gini Wijnaldum thing's happening, given the depth of ill feeling around letting someone as important as Gini Wijnaldum go, I think the iron is hot and it's the perfect time to sort of strike for Henderson's team in terms of getting a load of support on his side. And that's one that I would actually support in that regard, because again, it seems insane that you would let the captain, definitely would you leave the cap, let the captain leave this summer, but you would not just sort him out. Dylan O'Rourke says, Hendo contract drama sells a lot more than slow movement on Henderson deal, likely to pick up on Henderson returns to training. That's a good point, actually. Yeah, I think that's interesting. Jeremiah also follows up with, I can see PSG getting him, they're buying everyone. These top tier journals wouldn't get it from nowhere, no, says Kat. Exactly. I mean, that's the point, is that, and again, just to go back to Neil Jones's article, he's saying this, you know, Henderson's camp haven't done that, you know, and they'll have connections to Jordan Henderson's camp. They've got no problem with these stories being out there, and Liverpool aren't seemingly trying to shut any stories down either. So it does feel like there's definitely a little bit of cat and mouse being played here, for better or for worse. And the only people that get in the way of this is, of course, is the fans and our happiness over the summer, when we should just be chill. I've seen loads of people's heads falling off over transfers, and it's completely unnecessary. But when you start to hear stories of, like, your captain could be leaving for a European rival, yeah, it's not what we're looking for. Not what we're looking for. Cam Madej with the $4.99 Super Chat. Thank you so much, Cam. Says, I'm a Liverpool fan from Boston, and FSG have done this with the Red Sox before. Players who are adored by the fans have been shipped off before. Yeah, and look, again, and you say this, they've been doing it at Liverpool. We've seen players, you know, we saw Luis Suarez moved on. Seen Coutinho moved on, seen Sterling moved on, all kinds. We let Steven Gerrard leave before he was retired to go and play in America. I would trust it. See, this is the thing about FSG. I would trust in the, I don't even know if it's the transfer committee, I don't really want to call it anymore, but the Liverpool brain trust of Michael Edwards and Jurgen Klopp, and then you've got Mike Gordon and you've got Ian Graham, I think who's the data guy behind it all. I would bank on them to have a plan, and I would trust in that plan because their plan has been absolutely sensational in how they've delivered that for Liverpool over the last 5 years. But that doesn't mean I'm not unhappy. If that plan doesn't include Jordan Henderson, I would be really upset with that because he's one of, if not my favourite Liverpool player, because I just think he's been absolutely brilliant for us. So no, it would be absolutely mad. It would be absolutely mad. Mad. And people, Morris Samuels, they say nothing new, Real Madrid pushed out Ramos. And you'd have to do that sometimes. And again, think back to the years where Liverpool did have to strip the wage bill. When you've got to rebuild, in the past it was easy because you just got rid of all the overpaid players who were maybe not a bit past their best, and it was kind of obvious their time was coming to an end. But when your team's flying, it's mad to try and do a rebuild when you're already at the peak of your powers. And we've never seen in my lifetime, when I've been a dedicated Liverpool fan, we've never been this good. So I've got no idea what it looks like to try and keep that aeroplane at the same sort of altitude over a period where you're swapping out key components of it. That's perhaps the next great challenge in Jurgen Klopp's career, and one that he's certainly not done before. You know, I don't think he ever really got that by Borussia Dortmund, did he? You know, that squad had the best times that it had, and then he wasn't able to kind of keep that up, keep going up there. Helps when, well, hurts immensely when Bayern Munich are taking all your good players, of course. But yeah, LFC Gamer had a good comment there, and then it moved. Oh, there we go. Hendo will most likely leave when he's like 34, but as far as I'm concerned, he's staying. Yeah, absolutely. Westall 7600. Edwards is a master. Mind, to be fair, and he is absolutely. Klopp won't let it happen, says Sam Story. He loves Hendo, and that's another interesting point. You know, Klopp understands his role within the way that Liverpool is structured, so he doesn't make waves. Someone says to him, I'm really sorry, Jürgen, but this decision has to be made, he'll go with it. But if he feels that there's something, if he's part of that process, and he often is, and he feels he needs to dig his heels on something, I think you'd find that he would dig in on this kind of thing as well. So, yeah. Yeah, anyway, it is. It's very, very strange. A very, very strange world indeed. And we're going to have to face up to this in the coming years, of course, when, eventually Mo Salah will move on and Van Dijk will move on and Jürgen will move on eventually and Liverpool will remain and we will remain, because that's our job to do as fans, is that we are eternal. It's everyone else is transient when it comes to football club, even the owners as well. So, yeah, it is a strange situation. Keep your thoughts coming in on the Henderson thing. When more breaks, we'll have it covered. Of course, we will. We've got Neil Jones in the studio later this week to do the Transfer Insight live, and we'll have some extra news as well. And we're going to try and get a JNO to talk to us about this in the meantime as well, streaming on the RedmenTV.com. We've got the Transfer Insights Extra Show. We're also doing the Reds Transfer Roundup Show, which is about 45 to 60 minutes with the lads from the Red Sea Pod. The Red Sea Pod again on Wednesday, also streaming on the RedmenTV.com. So do check that out. Thank you so much for joining me for this one. Wish I had better news. Hopefully we'll have some big boss news in the short term. Or if not, I'll go on my holiday and switch off to it all, and that'll be great too. Anyway, when more happens, I'll be back live. Hope to see you there. See you all soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.